You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Tomorrow, the Grand Rapids Film Festival will screen the short film Detroit Diamond. The film is about a young mother addicted to heroin. The state is working to take away her son.
You've got to bring up all the fight you possibly have in you to fight for this little boy. I know that you want to be a mother to this little boy. Don't you want to fight for him?
Of course I do, Mrs. Roche. I keep thinking I hear him all the time. On the way here, at night alone in my room, at the bus stop, I keep looking over my shoulder expecting him to see him, but he's not there.
Joining me are Hamoudi Jafar, the director, and Michael R. Flores, who wrote Detroit Diamond. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So, Michael, what was your inspiration for writing the script?
It was a true story. It was actually the story of my son's biological mother.
And Hamoudi, I understand you came back to Detroit from L.A. to save up some money and make your own films. Why did this story resonate with you?
So I had made a couple short films when I first moved back home and I was working at Quicken Loans. I'd saved up some money, made a couple shorts. This script in particular really resonated with me because heroin addiction is something that's affected me personally through friends and family members. I lost my cousin in my early 20s, as well as a best friend from high school on the same day to a heroin overdose. So it's always something I've wanted to tell a story about, but I just had never read a script or really, I guess, had the courage on my end to write something. And then when I read Michael's script, it immediately just sort of resonated with me and I knew I had to make it.
This was filmed in Detroit. The cast members are mostly from Detroit. Why?
Well, I think it's important to make anything you create as authentic as possible. So for us, you know, authenticity was definitely a topic we discussed, making sure that we sort of immersed ourselves in the environments that we were filming in and making sure that we had local people that we felt could make it feel real was really important to us.
You chose Detroit's East Side. This is mostly filmed around Mack and Gratiot, which is an area I'm familiar with. Why there?
Visually, the landscape on the east side of Detroit and then in that area in particular, there's a lot of desolation. It's very gritty. You know, I think
a lot of graffiti, a lot of boarded up windows, things like
that. Yeah, and there's a lot of folks that suffer from drug addiction that sort of roam those streets. So I think to maintain the authenticity like we talked about, it was a perfect landscape to shoot in. And I think Michael can add a little bit onto that too.
Yeah, there's a huge amount of gentrification that's going on in Midtown and Cass and on the outskirts of Detroit have been abandoned a bit. And to bring attention to that area was important for us.
The cast is all female. How intentional was that?
100% intentional. There was actually a male written for one of the characters and we had talked before, maybe 2 weeks before production, about switching it over to a female just because it's such a female-centric story. It's about mothers that are kind of ragging on another mother, which is the worst thing you can do.
And just so people know, we're talking about the drug dealer character, and here's a scene from the film.
I don't know what to tell you, homegirl. I ain't taking no old dirty-ass watches right now. Just cash. Cash money.
Can you front me one? I gotta go see my kid in like 2 hours at CPS.
Nah.
Come on.
Nuh-uh. No fronts. But we can work something out again. No watches, though. You feel me?
I think it's something that we wanted to make sure we maintained. It was a conversation we actually had, like he just said, right before production. We're like, this is the only role that isn't a female, and can we see it as a female and sort of maintain that consistency, especially of characters in positions of power across the board being female? And, you know, we got lucky with the casting because we used a local MC. Her name is Ms. Corona, who happened to have some acting chops, and she was in the film 8 Mile. So that really worked out in our favor, and she really held it down and did a great job.
You know what I liked about it? It wasn't stereotypical. Yeah. I mean, it felt authentic because of that. So you got a lot of cooperation from Detroit people who encouraged your project, such as, you know, help with location. How unique is that when you're making a short film?
I've found over the years that it's something people are very open to doing. I think people locally in Detroit, when they hear you're, you know, filming something, they sort of get excited and they want to help collaborate. They want to help contribute to the art scene. We had a guy named Larry Rittner we got lucky again. I mean, he owns a lot of properties on the east side and he's taking these properties and they're blighted out properties that he wants to sort of gut out and rehabilitate. And he was more than happy to sort of help us out and let us use his homes.
So, Michael, this was a personal story to you, very personal, it sounds like. Tell me a little bit about Detroit Diamond. What kind of struggle was she going through?
So the story is about her struggling with her own addiction. It's about people coming at her from different angles, some subtle, some very harsh. But at the end of it, the audience has to ask themselves, do I see a mother or do I see a heroin addict? And so we leave it up to the audience to go through that journey with her without condemning her or without applauding her. And at the end, you'll have to decide for yourself which identity wins.
Michael R. Flores wrote and Hamoudi Jafar directed the short film Detroit Diamond. It plays tomorrow as part of the Grand Rapids Film Festival. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.